Are you a songwriter? Are you looking to turn your songwriting passion into a full-time gig? Whether you are just at the start of your songwriting journey or a seasoned industry professional, this show is made for you. Welcome to The Songwriter Show, bringing together songwriting news, interviews, and community. Now, welcome your host, Sorontos.
Thank you for tuning in, and welcome back to The Songwriter Show right here in Reality Radio 101. I'm your host, Sorontos, a solo music artist who's been writing lyrics for as long as I can remember. Words are so, so important to me, and that's why I'm thrilled to host this show for all of you every single Tuesday evening. I believe in my heart that every song is a story. Tonight, I'm proud to have Austin Gillam on the show. Persistence, a recurring theme in his music, has been a defining element of the Texas artist character since childhood and fueled his transition from ubiquitous sideman to songwriter fronting his own band across the Lone Star State's vital music scene.
And now, welcome this week's special guest.
Welcome to the show, Austin. How you doing?
Doing good, Sorontos. How about you?
Doing well. So thank you for taking some time for us, man. You got a pretty cool story, and I love Texas, right? It's a great state. And I love talking to people from Texas because they have a big heart and they just say it like it is, man. So it's really cool.
Well, I hope I live up to that reputation.
Oh, you will. You will. So tell us a little bit about your instrument. What's your main instrument of torture?
Martin D16, I would say, is the main acoustic that I play. But that's whenever I'm just doing solo gigs. I have an 88 Les Paul Standard that I did some upgrades to, modifications, whatever you want to call them. I didn't hurt it by any means whatsoever. I had a big V and just replaced the pickups, you know what I mean? Some standard stuff. So that's my prized possession.
Okay.
But as far as songwriting, I've got a couple of Martin D16 models that I'm never going to let go of, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Too many songs have come out of them for me, so...
Yeah, tell us a little bit about how your process starts. Do you start with guitar lick, melody, drum groove? How does the inspiration strike you?
A lot of times it'll pop up in my head. I'll have a vocal melody line. It won't be an actual... Sometimes it's an actual phrase, sometimes it's not. But it'll hit and I'm like, okay, I need to figure out what the chord progression is that's going underneath this before I lose it. So a lot of times it'll pop in my head. I'll just spat something off and I'm like, okay, I kind of want to work on that. And I'll just get to a guitar as quick as I can to make sure that I capture the idea and put it in the bank so that I can work on it later.
Yeah, I don't know about you, but to me, I used to like handwrite everything and then I transitioned over to iPhone, and now the voice memo, just all these cool things you can do. Do you take advantage of it, or do you like literally have to go to a guitar or something, or can you do something on your phone or some kind of app?
It depends on what the idea is. If it's a vocal line and I have the melody in my head already, then I can sing the vocal line on voice memo. And then right after that, I'll say break, and then I'll kind of hum out what I think the chord should be.
Yeah.
And the tune, which isn't a good idea because I don't really know if I'm actually like hitting the right frequencies most
sure.
of the time.
Yeah, sure.
So it could end up turning into something else. But I take advantage of voice memo. I take advantage of notepad on my iPhone as well, or notebook, I should say. But you can't beat a good old fashioned notebook with a ballpoint pen and just sitting down and crossing stuff out that you don't like and then rewriting everything. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I gotcha. So are there any famous musicians from anywhere, from Texas or any other state, that really inspired you?
Definitely Billy Gibbons from ZZ Top.
Okay.
I will say that one. And I studied a lot of metal guitars growing up. Dimebag Darrell from Pantera was one of those as well. And I like listening to older songwriters that are from Texas as well. I think Don Henley's from Texas of the Eagles. I thought he was from Houston area.
Ooh, I think you're right, but you know what? Don't quote me on that because I don't want someone to say we're trying to spread misinformation, but
yeah, for sure. Don't quote us on that, anybody, yeah, in the future.
It's right when we're famous and people are yelling at us because we got the state wrong or something.
Right.
Yeah. So I'm going to ask you a question. I want you to be honest with me. Who do you think has a cooler beard? One of the members of ZZ Top or you?
Definitely one of the members of ZZ Top.
All right. Your beard's kind of cool, though. I saw your pictures, so it's...
I appreciate it. I actually just got it cleaned up today because I got another photo shoot I'm going to do on Wednesday. So I'll make sure to send you some of those new headshots.
Yeah, man, that's awesome. I actually just got a haircut like about 5 weeks ago. I had really long hair, and then in the winter I usually grow out my beard too, and I try to torture everybody with different looks all the time. So who cares about consistent branding, right? It's just,
yeah.
So tell us about your gigging, your performances. You still get nervous before any performances or competitions, or not anymore?
I still do. I think that's a good thing. It means that I still have the youthfulness, I guess, of it. It still makes me kind of like, gets me excited. And there's a few shows that I still get that nervous about. Not every single one, but that's good in its own right too. The ones that I do get nervous about, they're like singer-songwriter showcases. And it's all of my original material, and I'm laying it all out on the line. And I'm like, this is it. Like, this is what, you know, this is the very best that I've got is what I'm putting forward. And they could love it, or they could just absolutely hate it, or anywhere in between. But you always hope for the best. So that's where those nervous butterflies come from.
Yeah, no, I totally get that, man. What do you think? In terms of, you know, some musicians are out of work for long periods of time, do you find yourself at this point that you're consistently busy, or do you have those peaks and valleys too?
I'm relatively consistent with my gigging, and I've been fortunate enough to get a job down here in Texas that really works with my schedule, and they're very cool about me taking time off to go out and gig. And I would say I average about 1 to 3 shows a week.
That's pretty cool.
Maybe more like 2 or 3 shows a week, I would say, is a good estimate, good average.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. So tell us about how you figure out if a song you're working on is going to go to the next level.
As long as I don't hit any roadblocks on the way to the next part of the song, I feel like it's gonna make it to a point where I've got a good foundation, and then I can work on it still, or I can come back to it later. But as long as I didn't have any trouble coming up with the chorus, or coming up with the second verse or the third verse or a bridge or something like that, I think it's going to be something that I'm going to be able to really sink my teeth into at that point.
Okay. Tell us about this song we're going to hear. What inspired it? What do you want us to have in mind when we're listening to it?
I wrote it about a girl that whenever I was in a relationship, she wanted to be with me, and she made attempts to be with me, even though I was in a relationship.
Yeah.
But whenever I wasn't in a relationship and I was trying to court her, if you will, she kind of played it off. It was almost like she just didn't want me to be with anybody else, but she didn't want to be with me.
Yeah. Yeah. I totally get that.
Yeah. It was like a plea in a way, I guess. You want to say that? So that's where this one comes from.
Okay. Tell you what, let's take a listen to it, and then we'll come back and talk some more, okay?
Yes, sir.
All right, brother. Check this out, everybody. Here we go.
You're never coming back to me now, are you? You're never gonna say my name. You're never gonna call me again, now are you? You said that all I did was cause you pain. I'm sorry, I couldn't.
Thank you for sharing that song with us. Do you have any advice that you want to give someone that's just getting started in the state of Texas and wants to be a musician? Anything that you want to warn them about or help them out with? Any advice?
Don't be an ass.
That's very true, man.
There's going to be a lot of people that are going to move to the state of Texas, either Dallas, Fort Worth, Austin, or New Braunfels. And there's going to be a lot of people in the coming years that are going to be moving down here. They're going to be extremely talented. And it's okay to set goals for yourself and set boundaries, but don't impede on anybody else's.
Yeah.
That's just going to make you look bad. You're not going to get any work after that. We all talk down here to each other. We help each other out a lot down here. And if we feel that somebody is just a ne'er-do-well and they're bringing bad vibes, we don't really tend to stay in contact with them for very long.
Yeah, I hear you. And I think that's really important, to be honest with you, but it's a great way you said that.
Hope it wasn't too abrupt or in everybody's face. But
no, man, not at all. So another question I like to ask a lot of the guests is about scams. Tell us about any scams that you might have fallen for, things you want to warn fellow musicians about.
Hopefully it's ones that everybody else has already seen before, but all this crap on that you get on Instagram is like, hey, do you write original music? I want to pay you $500 to write a birthday song for my son or my wife or something like that. And then it's this thing where they say, let me have your Cash App or your Venmo, or, you know, it's usually Cash App is what happens. And they say, I'm going to send you this much. Oh, I sent too much. You just send me this much back. And it's a total ripoff. Basically, I don't know how it all works, but I've never gotten too far into it. I called my bank at one point in time and I was saying, okay, this is fishy. If you see suspicious activity, know that this isn't me. I'm not falling for it, but you understand that, like, if they've gotten this deep into it, this isn't me. So I just would call your bank anytime you see something like that and just let them know that somebody approached you about it, because a lot of times they don't need you to give them your banking information. Sometimes they'll just snag it somehow, you know.
Yeah.
That's a long-winded answer. Sorry.
No, it's not a long-winded answer. Yeah, it's like I said, it's important for us to protect each other.
For sure. Also, there's going to be 100% of people that come up to you and tell you that they want to be a part of the music industry. 90% of them are going to be liars, frauds, fakes, phonies, not as people, but as business people. They're going to say, oh, I can help you with this. I'm going to help you with this. And there's not going to be any follow through with it. So do as much as you can for yourself in the very beginning. That way, whenever it comes to a time where there's real money coming in, you have that much more control over it.
Yeah, for
sure. Over every aspect of your career. Because in the end, that's what you want. You want to be your own boss with it. So,
absolutely. What's your favorite jam of the last couple of years?
The last couple of years? Oh, it'd probably have to be something from Frank Turner. I've been on a huge Frank Turner kick for a while now. I would say his song called "The Way I Tend to Be" is just it's an incredibly written song, both structurally and melodically and lyrically. If you look up Frank Turner, he's a singer-songwriter originally from London, I believe. Well, southern England somewhere, and his whole catalog is great. But "The Way I Tend to Be" by Frank Turner is one that really stands out in my mind as something that has been a very inspirational song and very helpful song, very therapeutic every time I listen to it.
Okay, tell us about your spirit animal.
My spirit animal would probably be Rocket off of Guardians of the Galaxy.
Oh, okay. That's cool.
Yeah, I like Rocket a lot. He's I wish I could be as nimble as he was. I'm a much bigger guy than he is. And I like his practical jokes. I like his sense of humor. And I like the way that he just kind of lets people have it and doesn't care. It's pretty rad in my opinion.
Yeah, that's cool. How about the weirdest compliment you've ever gotten about your music?
Oh, I don't know if I can say that on the podcast, to be honest with you. No, that would be the most inappropriate comment on my music, I think, is what I should have said there. The weirdest comment? Everyone always tells me that I should, like, go on The Voice or America's Got Talent or something like that. And
why do you think?
Yeah. I tend to sing higher in certain areas and kind of belt whenever the time calls for it. I just don't know if the voice is looking for somebody that does that on a constant basis, or if somebody that's actually like has inflection. Because I do have a lot of inflection in my voice as well. You can hear it on the record throughout, you know, on my first record and on this one. There's a lot of tender moments, but there's a lot of really aggressive moments as well. And I think that's what leads them to, the more aggressive moments lead them to think that I should go on The Voice just because I get high and yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Some people, they're always with their guitar. Seems like I hear you playing in the background there. Is it kind of like you can't live without it, a nervous habit, or is it just makes you feel right, makes you less nervous? How would you describe that?
I think it's very therapeutic and calming for me. And something to be said about being able to play very fluidly and have that movement and have the strings glide under your fingers like that. It's very, very tranquil.
Yeah.
And it brings back control over, you know, this particular part of my life that's very important to me. And kind of helps me remember that I do have a handle on it. So it's very, very calming and reassuring whenever I play.
Yeah, very cool, man. So tell us about your socials, your website. Where can people buy your stuff, stream it before we let you go?
My Instagram is going to be Austin Gillum Music. My TikTok is going to be Austin Gillum Music. My Facebook is Austin Gillum. My website is austingillummusic.com. I think you're starting to notice a common theme here.
Yeah.
My YouTube is Austin Gillum, and I think that's about the extent of my socials. I have a Twitter that's A Gillum Music, but I'm not as active on Twitter as I used to be.
Okay.
But it's there.
Okay, Austin. I want to thank you so much for being on the show tonight, man.
Hey, Cervantos, thank you so much for having me. Appreciate it.
You're welcome, man. To all the fans out there, thank you for spending a little bit of your precious time with the two of us. We both hope your unique story gets heard around the world, too. My name is Cervantos. Please join me every Tuesday night to hear other amazing artists share their fascinating behind-the-scenes stories right here at the Songwriter Show on Reality Radio 101. Have a great night, everybody. I love you guys.
Enjoy the ride. before you know. No one promised you a good life. Sometimes things aren't what they seem. But ride that elevator to your dreams. Mind struggling to cope, drowning in doubt, but there's a touch of hope. It's okay to drift off the road, to follow your soul. You'll be great before.
For listening to The Songwriter Show. To keep the momentum going, head over to www.songwritershow.com and join our free music community of artists, songwriters, and producers. That's www.songwritershow.com.